got a scanner that I can pick up some of it. They went to a truck system, and that was somewhat confusing to understand, but it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, but every few districts are allotted a handful of frequencies. So when you lock in on one and you release your push to talk, you may be transmitting or receiving on another frequency. It happens so fast you don't even know it.
Is this amateur digital stuff on VHF and UHF, like the DMR, somewhat like that, but my BC785D, I bought it new in 04. Got my tech license in 05. And until about 6-7 years ago, I could pick that up, but there's no way to undo that because it's pre-programmed, and I went to Radio Reference website about it, and they say the only way is a circuit board in the scanner would have to be changed out to make it work again, and that's just financially not feasible today. You've got to pretty much have to have a brand new something.
Fence. After having talked on one for many years, I really don't want to hear it anymore.
Said I, since they redone that 6 or 7 years ago, I ain't been able to hear it anymore anyway. It's since it was new in 04 and programmed for the way it was then.
They were on the old low band system, and they had the old whip antenna on the left rear fender. We could talk to California Highway Patrol, car to car, just like they were sitting on one end of Greenville County to the other. And every now and again, if the atmosphere was just right, we could make out ships, Japanese fishing trawlers, over in the Pacific.
KP4CVA.
CBA. There's myself, the XHP, and there's Walt K4OIM in here.
I was just wanting to ask the gentleman that was, I can't remember his call, that was with Highway Patrol, if was that when you were on 6 meters, or was that another band that y'all were on?
TJQ, we were, I'd be pushing the limits on 6, but it was 42. We had seven or eight frequencies statewide we operated off of.
And how long has it been? Were you with the South Carolina Highway Patrol or another state?
HP. And we went away from the low band, 42 dot, I think it was 030, 040. We left that in probably 2002, 2001 maybe, that time frame, and switched over to the 800. And then South Carolina went in with what they call the Palmetto Project. And there are probably 50 or 60 different agencies in the state now that are on the Palmetto 800 system. And most of them have interoperability with one agency to the other.
Saying they can talk to one another, especially in, when you have, you know, when you've got the fire department and Greenville County and Highway Patrol and EMS. Oh, man. Well, that's good. I tell you, I'm talking with Joe Hovis right now. I don't know if you know Joe with Highway Patrol and about adopt the cop. I'm trying to to get that organized. It's kind of slow going, but anyway. But I'm working on it. I'm the coordinator for the Upstate Regional South Carolina Highway Patrol.
I'll sign a name again.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name is David.
4. I have met Joe Hovis probably once, maybe twice. I don't know him personally, but I do know the name.
Met him a few weeks ago at a fundraiser in Easley, and he organized. It was a big car show. Boy, it was something. And all of his officers, I went up and asked, I said, "Where's Jehovah's?" And they said, you mean Jehovah's? They call him Jehovah's.
Well, I hope he's working with you to get you what you're after, and thank you for doing the Adopt a Cop program. That means a lot.
I'm having a hard time getting in touch with him. I asked him that day, I said, "I know you're busy today, but I said, when's a good time to call you?" And he said, "Monday." And I've called him several times, I won't say how many, and left a message, and he's never called me back. He's been by my house. He came by my house, but I wasn't there. He talked to my wife about it, seemed to be excited about it, she said. But I can't get him to call me back. I know he's busy, but anyway, so I called him that following Monday, and got his voicemail, and never heard back from him, so I guess I'll just keep trying.
Your best bet, believe it or not, because he's always on social media, probably send him a direct message on Facebook, and that may be able to get to him a whole lot faster.
Put him on Facebook, so I might try that, just messaging him on Facebook. So, all right, y'all carry on. I mean, to monopolize the frequency here, and I'm pulling in the driveway, so I'm gonna bail out of here and eat some pizza. So, 73's gentlemen, and I just wanna thank you for your service with the Highway Patrol, and my father-in-law was with the City of Greenville. He was Captain Earl Watson with the City of Greenville for 33 years. That was my father-in-law. He's passed away about 8 years ago, but anyway. So, but he was a good man. Anyway, y'all all have a good evening, and I'll say 73's KB4CBA.
Dave, it was nice talking to you, and if you need any help locating Joe, just reach out to me, and I will do what I can. But in the meantime, I'm going to shut it down here as well. Sign off 73's and get ready to go to Newberry for a football game. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Signing off 73's.
We'll talk to you later there. Like I said, especially back in the VHF low band days, up here Pickens County was 42.340 and Greenville was 42.140. But I used to hear yous a lot back at that time on the VHF low frequencies. Go ahead, Walt. KI4LZI.
I guess it's only you and I now.
Comment.
Straight my throat now. I've had a bad sore throat for the last 2 days. I was worried about them doing that eye surgery Wednesday. I didn't tell them about the sore throat, but they checked my temperature and blood pressure and everything. But I don't know what it is. Just had a real bad sore throat for 2-3 days now. So anything else, these 73s, and I hope I get you on the net tonight. KI4LZI K4OIM. Andy, I'll be clear on your panel.
Comment.
Go ahead.
KI4LZI K4OIM. K4NUE. How you doing, Andy? Hey, Walt.
Okay, I think Walt's needing to pull out right now. Go ahead and say something to him if you're still there, Walt.
My friend Chaz over there. That might be a good time for you to bring him snails over here. They might, as I got my throat numbed up, they might slide down pretty easy, Chad.
Trust me, bud. And I need you to just trust me here. They ain't no sliding down with them things. Oh, no way. But listen, can one of you give me a signal report? I went by, let me settle down here a little bit. So I went by Gary's, and he took me by AK's house, and I bought his ICOM, little base station here, and just have got it plugged up, and I've been doing, he's already got all the frequencies and everything in it. So, I'm a little bit overwhelmed right now, but can one of you let me know what the thing sounds like?
Hey, to me, it does, and AK was one of the ones that helped get me into the amateur radio service. I used to see AK out there at the flea market all the time, but I did back in 05, and I used to go out there all the time in 05, and he went up to Shelby that year and got the tech book, and I studied it and went and took my tech license in October, and that's when I got my tech license and this call sign. Walt, you're still there? Go ahead.
That thing sounds a little rough to me. You might need to bring it over here and let me check it out for about a month or two.
It sounds teeny, but, you know, that kind of varies from one radio to another. Other than that, I can't see nothing more. But there again, I do got hearing issues, so I can hear, understand every word you're saying, even though it is somewhat teeny.
Well, I appreciate that. Walt, I put snails in the mic, so I'll bring it over, and you can talk into the mic. Maybe they'll jump out on you.
That's perfect to me. I'm just picking on you again, Chad. Man, that's a nice radio. Is it HF, VHF, and UHF?
IC-706 Mark IIG, the first ICOM I've ever owned. Don't know that much about it yet. Just got it hooked up, and just turned the power on, and it went straight to 146.610. So, other than that, I know absolutely nothing about it, but I'm gonna figure it out. I got the first fire going in the wood stove this year up here at the cabin, and got me a good radio up here, so I'm kind of set. But the reason I jumped in here was I just gonna see if either one of y'all wanted to come up in the morning and drink a cup of coffee. Gary's gonna come by for a visit in the morning and drink a cup of coffee with me. And I just gonna extend the invitation. So if y'all wanted to come, you're welcome. If you can or don't, that's okay too. But I just didn't want to be inhospitable. But KO4NUE.
Well, I can't make it. I'd like to, but I ain't able to make it. But you saw where AK lived there, and down along the river, down along there. The only way he could get into 610 here with a decent signal was with those Cushcraft beams that of his house there that I think that Walt there is going to buy. That's how he got in to 610 from down there with a decent signal, man. AK was a member of the Briars Club for longer than I've had my license, even.
I realize that. I mean, I know he's a member of the Briars Club, sorry. But, I mean, I'm just tickled to death with the radio. I mean, it looks nice. It just talks good. It's just already broke in. How about that?
4-E-L-T. If you don't mind me
another call sign in that logbook.
7-3's Andy. I'll talk to you later. Let me make sure I got it. K-O-4-U-L-P. Kilo Oscar 4. Uniform Lima Papa. This is K-O-4-N-U-E. Kilo Oscar 4. November Uniform Echo. Is that you, Alexander?
My signal is
your signal's got a little bit of white noise on it, but you are audible. I'm assuming that you're on a handy talkie, but you're doing just fine. And I talked with you about 2 months ago when Mr. Russell was there with you. And let me be the third or fourth to congratulate you and tell you that how amazing that is that a young man of your character took it upon himself to go get his ham radio license. That is absolutely awesome. And I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. What an amazing feat. Absolutely amazing. KO4NUE. This is KO4NUE. Pleasure making your contact, young man. And we'll pick you up later. K4OIM, KO4NUE. You still in there, Walt?
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Yeah, Chad, if I understood him right earlier, I'd made a contact with him. He's got a 2-meter mobile he's using as a base station, but the only antenna he's got is if I understood him right, is a rubber duck antenna off of his HT, 6 inches off the top of his house. So he's doing one heck of a job.
10-0 TR.
04 ELP.
K04NUE, K4OIM, and K04ULP. Did you hear that, Tom? This young man is 13 years old and got his ham ticket. Isn't that just awesome?
It's Chan. I talked to him earlier, but his signal was probably 10 times better. I don't know what he changed. I just wanted to add that in there. Yes, he's an incredible young man. Glad to hear him in there. and I'm just getting ready to go out and feed the girls. But I just wondered if that piece of pumpkin pie last night actually made it home or not.
Yes. As long as you don't ask me in what form.
What'd you do, give her the crusts? I'd let her lick the plate?
I mean, I'm sorry. That's Bernice's pie. What do you want me to do? Huh? Really?
You big piggy. You already had a piece. Anyway, I gotta go outside. Good afternoon to you too, Walt. And I just knew he wasn't gonna make it home with that other piece of pumpkin pie. Boy, I'm telling you, what a terrorist there. Anyway, Bernice is laughing over here, Chan. I'm glad you stopped by, and I polished that item up and got it up on my shelf there. And, boy, it looks like a brand new one. And thank you again for that. But I do have to go outside and feed the girls. So 73's to you and Alexander and Walt. And you pick it up, Chad, and then pass it on around. This is N0TR73.
So I will tell you this. When I turned around and looked at you before I left, when I walked out the door, you had this strange look on your face. You and Miss Bernice both. You knew when you gave me the piece of pie that it wasn't going to make it home. Yeah, you had two of them.
LP.
Talk to him, Alexander. I give him a piece of pie for his beautiful, wonderful wife, and he ate it on the way home, and he'd already had one. Anyway, see you guys later. N0TR. Go ahead, Alexander. I'm clear.
But anyway, so I'm back up and using my base station now, so, yeah.
That's great. Your signal sounds so much better. So why don't we start with telling me a little bit about your radio, or I can go first, either one you want to do. Let me know. KO4NUE.
First, right now I'm using a TV, I'm on the second story with a TV table and the power source on there, and then the radio mounted to the power source, which is an Anytone 25-watt mobile radio. And then from there, I have my cable going out the window to the highest peak on our roof, which I have an antenna there that is about 6 inches, that is magnetic, that Russell put, K2RCL, put a metal piece and screwed it in there and put the magnetic antenna on top. And then that's connected to the radio. So I'm hoping to eventually get a desk and, well, we have a desk, and you need to set it up and get rid of the TV tables. And so that's my setup right now.
That's something else. That's something else. So slow down just a minute, and let's back up and tell me what kind of radio you got, and just tell me all about it.
The Anytone 5-watt mobile radio. And it has lots of buttons that I haven't quite figured out how to work yet, but Russell, K2RCL, is his call sign. He programmed it for me and put all, like, the local repeaters on here and got all that working. So, you know, thanks to him, it's working. He's the one that also put the antenna on the roof. So he knows what he's doing, so I let him do it.
It sounds like to me, Russell's not the only one that knows what he's doing. I mean, you just jumped right in, young man. I'm telling you, I'm quite impressed.
Just, you know, all I gotta do, he's programmed it, so all I have to do is push down the button.
That's supposed to be. You, in case you know you need to get on a frequency pretty quick, you know exactly what button to push. So, sounds like Mr. Russell's got you set up pretty good. So, it's an Anytone, 5-watt. Is it 2-meter or 70-centimeter?
Bob, It's not a 5 watt, it's 25 watts, and it is a 2 meter.
Excuse me. So 25 watts. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a little powerhouse you got there, buddy. Mr. Russell helped you pick that out.
Any tone in his car, and I talked to him, and you know, he kind of told me what radio would get and what would work. So I got the Any Tone for my birthday, September 12th, which was really early because I just got my call sign today. So, you know, I got a little bit early before I got my license. And, you know, so he just said that one will work. He's used Any Tone. He has Any Tone in his house that he's using, so, yeah.
That's great. So I have a quick question for you. Is it Alexander or Alexandria?
Sure.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying your radio. It sounds really good. And, you know, don't forget to manage your power there, because 25 watts, boy, that's a pretty big radio. That's, you know, Mr. Russell, I hope you do that. That's a nice radio you got there, bud.
I do have a little handheld that I kind of figured this out myself. I stuck the antenna on the roof on the car and then, you know, put it down to the door into the handheld. So now I have a really cheap mobile unit that I can use, too.
Well, listen, I got my cousin sitting here beside me. I know you, 13, was it? Or maybe 12 or 13, and just got his license. My cousin is also a amateur radio operator, and his call sign is KO4QLG. Would you like to make a contact with him?
KO4QLP, sure. Be happy to make a contact with him.
KO4ULP, this is KO4QLG. How you doing today?
How about you?
Pretty good. I've been hearing you on the radio about all day. You're doing a good job with it. Better job than I was doing my first time around. I set up too. Russell's a big help, ain't he?
Big help. He also built us a homeschool room, which was really nice of him, too.
Sounds good. I'm going to go ahead and get off here and give you back to Chad. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
LP, KO4NUE. Alexander, I'm going to say 7-3, young man. You're doing a fine job setting the example. That's the way you're supposed to do. And I'll say 7-3 to you, and you have a wonderful evening, sir. You tell Mr. Russell we said hello. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
QLP 73 to you, Chad, and you have a wonderful day.
Good afternoon, Alexander. This is W4WOZ. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu from Alaska. How are you this evening, sir?
I am good. How about you?
Doing well. Just hanging out in the shack. Heard you and that other party talking. Heard you talking to Chad. And you found a real good repeater. Your radio sounds great. And we welcome you to ham radio, young man. It's great to see some young fellows get interested in the old radio ways there. Over.
I hope I can get my brother into the amateur radio hobby too. He's 10 years old and he didn't seem too interested at first. 11 years old, but didn't seem too interested at first. But now that I got my license, he's thinking about getting his.
Ham radio is a very wide umbrella of a lot of different things. I'm sure you've already found that out, from slow scan TV to cell towers. So just pick what you like, stick with it, have fun with it. Just wanted to say hey from you, or to you, from the land of Waz, and my name's Rod, Romeo Oscar Delta. Glad to hear you on, sir. You have a great afternoon. Hope you make some more contacts. W4WOZ.
KO4ULP. ULP monitoring. ULP. ULP.
4ULP KA2TXJ.
So, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. You're the most popular guy on the machine today. Everybody wants to contact you. Welcome to the ham radio hobby. I hear you're new. I was listening to you earlier on a portable talking to somebody. My name is Jim Juliet India Mike, and I've been on the ham a long time, but glad to hear you in here, KU2TXJ.
I've really enjoyed the hobby, and if you don't mind, give me your call sign a little bit slower so I can write it down in my logbook.
Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ.
KA2TXK, if I'm correct?
Hey, Tango X-ray Juliet, TXJ. KA2TXJ.
2TXJ.
So, have you memorized the phonetic alphabet yet?
Not yet.
And learning code, I assume you want to progress further, so you'll be learning code at some point. Is that the plan?
What code do you mean? Morse code? The people who run the test, they told me to go ahead and memorize Morse code. It's not required anymore, but I probably will, you know, eventually memorize Morse code.
For a general class, I think, right? Technician class, I guess that's your technician class, right? That's, I know they got rid of some of the classes of license. I was a tech and then a tech plus, but I think they're just technician general, and I don't think they do novice anymore, do they?
Technician general and amateur extra. I just got my technician, and Morse code is not required for that. I don't think it's required for general. I'm not exactly sure. I'm looking into getting my general probably pretty soon.
Tells the guy back. No, anymore the CW is not required. There's no tech plus, no advanced, no novice, just tech, general, extra. How it is now. I know that's changed since I got mine, but that's what I hear everybody tell me, so y'all carry on. KI4LZI.
No code for any level of amateur radio licensure any longer?
LZI, they dropped that in 07. In 07. Because I know I was at the time a no code tech. And they dropped that, five words, and I took and went and got the general. And I know plenty of others that's got the extra that hadn't done. There's no code requirement on anything now, as far as I've been told now. And certain ones, VEs, know it for sure, like KI4DOS, and the other station in there, Chad, took his extra with Gary earlier, a week or two ago, no CW, KI4LZI.
Well, what is this world coming to? I learned it so long ago that I have forgotten pretty much all of it, but I knew enough to, at the time, pass for technician, because that was before they had a technician and then technician plus. Been a while. But anyway, I hear your name's Alexander, and welcome to the repeater, and hope to hear you on here a lot more, K2TXJ.
ULP. 4ULP. 4D. 4ULP. Walt, you on?
4ULP and 6CLX.
Well, how are you doing?
Doing fine. I guess you've had fun with your radio today. That's good to know. If you don't remember from the morning, the name here is Mike.
So what is your call sign to see if I have it down in my logbook or not?
I'll give it to you. It's November 6th, Charlie, Lima, X-ray.
November 6th, Charlie, Lima, X-ray?
The closest thing I can tell you to remember it is Clorox.
6JLKX, correct?
November 6th, Charlie, Lima, X-ray. I got my license. I came in as a technician in 1979.
Wow, that's a long time.
Gold as the hills that go with it.
I enjoyed my hours that I've been on the radio. It's a wonderful hobby to get into. I hope I can convince my brother, who's 11 years old, to get his license. Now that I've been on the radio, he seems to be thinking that now he wants to talk on the radio, so maybe I can get him to get his license.
Yeah. More the merrier. What kind of radio do you have there, Alexander?
It's on a handheld, but right now I am on a Anytone 25-watt mobile radio that I'm using inside the house with a power source and with about a 6-inch antenna on the roof about 20, 30 feet up.
Huh? Anytone's a pretty good radio. I'm on a VTech, Chinese-made mobile. They're supposed to run 25 watts, but I think this thing's putting about maybe 8 to 10 out into this antenna. I have a mag mount antenna on the back of the car.
Exactly how many watts I'm putting out, it just tells me the DC, like, current in volts, but yeah, I don't know how I'd measure that, but I don't know how much, and when my antenna is so small, I don't know if it'd get full power or not.
Your signal into the repeater is very good. As we say, it's full of quieting, and FM means you don't have any of that noise, funny noise there, and your audio is sounding excellent.
My brother, who's 11 years old, would like to talk third party. My name is Nicholas. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Nicholas. My name is Mike. How's it feel to talk on a real-life ham radio? Still, and I have my very first contact in there from 1979. I thought that was very cool.
Cool.
It's 2 meters, by the way.
Well, thanks for letting me talk to the party. I'm going to hand you back over to Alexander.
Okay, Nicholas. Go study up.
Were you my first contact that I made?
Yep, I was on my way to work this morning, and I was your first.
I have a logbook. I had a logbook, except I was too excited, so my dad left the papers on the kitchen table, and you guys were on. I was listening, and my mom called us to eat breakfast, so I took the handheld, and then I saw the papers when I call signed, so I forgot all about the logbook and just went on because I was so excited to make a contact.
N6CLX for the identification.
ULP for station ID.
The only thing I can think of going for QLP is gold, and I don't like that.
Okay, so who else was on with us when I came on?
That was KO4. Man, I messed up this call so many times the last couple of days. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. He might be even listening now.
Do you know if he was in the Coast Guard or not?
Understand what you meant.
He was in the United Coast Guard. I heard him and Tom talking about it. Do you know?
I don't remember. I know Tom was in the Navy.
I've listened for, a few or since January until I got my license, so I've learned that a lot of them are in the military, just not a lot of them mention their branch every, they just normally just say military.
Military, see, he's on his way back from, he's in France right now, he was touring around Normandy, he may be listening, he's been talking on this repeater through Echolink from France while he's over there, his name is Chad. And I cannot remember his call, but he was in the military.
I made contact with him, I think it was just a few, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes ago. So, he didn't mention where he was. So, I don't know, he seemed pretty clear. So, if he was using Echolink, it was fairly clear communication.
They're here.
Still in France because when I was talking, he was driving home with a pumpkin pie for his wife that Tom gave him, I think, and he ate it. So he wouldn't be in France then if Tom could give him a pie. So are there two Chads on the repeater or not?
Comment. Hi. So Chad is back in town. His call sign's KO4 NUE. And Chad is back in town. He was in Normandy. He had to cut his trip short due to a family emergency. And I believe he got back Friday or Saturday. He is back in town. He's in Campobello.
Figure he wouldn't be taking a pumpkin home pie from Tom if he was in France.
But yes.
On the way on that trip, unless if he drives a water boat car.
So the mobile boat car with the antenna on it.
He was gonna talk.
You're up on the news more than I am. I've had a week. I can't keep anything straight, but I just remember hearing Chad coming in from Normandy on Echolink. Are you familiar with Echolink?
Heard about it. It was on my test, and Russell showed me some. His call sign is K2RCL today when he came by to help me set up my radio, but I haven't played around with it yet.
You can sign up for Echolink. I can't remember. I think it's an ID number, but you have to send them on an email. You have to send them a copy of your license, and then it only takes a day or so, and then they send you back. I think it's just a numerical ID. You use that to log in, and then you can talk either on the radio. I mean, on repeaters all over the country and world on the computer or on a cell phone.
In Tennessee, and my cousin, through marriage in California, have their licenses. I'm not sure about my cousin through marriage, but my uncle does, so trying to find a way to communicate through him through Echolink or VoIP. By the way, do you know anything about VoIP?
Echolink's a form of VoIP, and then there's several other forms. There's a Yaesu protocol, there's a DMR protocol, and then there's a D-Star by Kenwood. They're all radio specific. You got to buy a radio just for those modes. I have DMR, and it's fun. There's a talk group on DMR. You can talk all over the world from your home.
Your cell phone, you use a special radio for that?
You buy a radio that's capable of that mode, of digital mode, and DMR is the most prevalent globally, so you're able to talk to a lot of people just from your house, just like a walkie-talkie, except you're talking to a digital modem that hooks to your internet.
When class license be allowed to transmit?
Yes. It's a VHF, UHF mode only. So, yeah, you should be able to.
04 ULP. I mean, KO4 ULP. And, yeah, so that means it's pretty much, you can do it pretty much the same as HF?
It's just a new mode, digital, like voice, but you talk, voice, FM, and you can talk worldwide or in the U.S. or wherever, and it's a lot of fun, but the drawback is you need a special radio and a special, they call them hotspots, but it's kind of it's a type of digital modem for passing the voice digital packets across the internet, and it receives and transmits on either VHF or UHF, depending on the one that you get.
If I could do that as a technician, then, is there a point to get an HF radio?
HF is, HF is a challenge and quite fun. Plus, with the bands coming up with the solar cycle, you can talk around the world direct without any internet with a watt up to 5 watts, and you don't have to have the internet and all of that other stuff in the middle of it.
And I'm only allowed HF privileges on 10 meters, so how far do you think it could reach with that 10 meters?
You can talk easily to Europe.
So, but the conditions would have to be right. If the conditions were bad, how far do you think I'd be able to reach?
Within the 1,000 miles to 500 miles, depending. Or 0 miles if it's really bad.
All if the conditions are too bad. Well, if the conditions are that bad, the HF won't work. Will VHF and UHF still work?
I'm having to make a phone call in 6CLX. CLX, I'm trying to get to the pharmacy, and I realized that I have maybe not made it in time. They might be gone, but I'll try to get there. 6CLX. VHF and UHF Alexandria are typically line of sight. If you can see it, you can talk to it.
Wait, that would be Alexander, not Alexandria.
Oh, Alexander. Sorry.
I was on this morning. Some people got it wrong, so I guess the news spread. I'm really excited to start getting to HF. I don't know if I'll go ahead and buy or get a 10-meter or just wait till I pass my general and then get maybe one stronger.
Well, it's just another thing to strive for and another radio.
Extend your range to see, talk to somebody in Europe. KO4, ULP, I'm really excited about the hobby and everything.
4 ULP K4 OIM. This is Walt again, Alex. Back to you.
Walt, so you're talking about making an antenna. They have a question for you on that. How hard is it?
All you need is a piece of wire, a center insulator, and an insulator on each end. When you got were studying for your tech class license, I know you had to learn on there how long to cut the antenna, and you were talking about 10 meters. You got into the hobby just at the right time now, because the sunspot cycle, we're going up. That means we can talk further with less power at the higher frequencies. I remember 8 years ago, I had a 25-watt Radio Shack 10-meter mobile, and I had a 12-volt power supply going to it.
and used it as a base station. And I took a 10-foot extension cord and cut it, what was it, 19 feet long, and then cut that in half, which, though it had been 17 feet, so I cut it in half for 10 meters, that was 8'6" on each side of that center insulator, and then took a piece of coax, stripped it back, soldered the center conductor to one side of the insulator, and the ground shield to the other one, and I didn't have that wire 5 feet off the ground, and I talked all over the world on that thing. You can spend a lot of money in this hobby, but if you will go back and study the books, ARL puts out a lot of good books on building antennas, antennas for small spaces and all of that. But now I build all of my antennas. You can use the old 75-ohm telecable wire. You can use that as an antenna. You just got to solder the ground shield and the center conductor on each end of it. But 10 meters from 28.3 to 28.5 is where you can talk. And you can talk all over the world there on 5, 10 watts, 1 watt, really. But if you're going down to 1 watt, you better know CW, Morse code. But you can, this hobby, you don't have to have the newest and best equipment to be able to get on the air and be on the air just fine. All of my equipment now that I've got, I am lucky that over the years I've gained the knowledge of the old tube type radios they call Bozanchors. I buy and restore those things. I'm sitting here now, I've got 6 of them tore apart that I'm waiting on a recap kit for. Let me let the repeater drop. You can buy these Bozanchor tube type radios at the Ham Fest, or you can get them off of eBay, or QRZ's got a web page you need. If you're looking for equipment, just put in QRZ.com on your computer, and then up top it'll say log in. You put your calls in, sign in there, and it'll have pages and pages of radio equipment for sale or what people's looking for. But you can buy most of these Bozanchors for less than $50, anywhere from $50 to $100. And they cover from 160 meters all the way down to 10 meters. AM, they don't have FM on them because that wasn't around back then, but they're AM, upper and lower sideband, and CW. I've got 5 or 6 sitting here on my workbench now. I'm waiting on parts for them. And once you get them restored, usually the only thing that goes bad on them is a tube went out on them or a capacitor, and you can buy the whole recap kit for usually around $30. But I know you haven't got into it that far yet, but once you get into it, you're going to really, really enjoy rebuilding or building kit radios. It's a fascinating hobby, and it is. I just enjoy these old Bozanchors. I don't even have to have no heat on in my shack. I fire these things up and all them lead tubes go in, they'll heat my shack up. I've got one old holocrafter here that's got just only a receiver now, and that thing's got 28 tubes in it, Alexander. Back to you, K4OIM for ID.